This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president says Russia's rush to mobilize hundreds of thousands of recruits to staunch stinging losses in a tactic acknowledgement that it is, quote, army is not able to fight. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also told CBS he's bracing for more Russian strikes on Ukraine's electrical infrastructure as the weather gets colder. He says this winter will, quote, be very difficult. Although the European Union is now largely off limits to most Russians, with direct flights stopped and its land borders increasingly closed to them, an exodus of Russians fleeing military service is sparking divides among European officials over whether they should be granted safe haven. The partial mobilization is also triggering more protests in Russia. Iran's judiciary chief spoke out Sunday against the wave of unrest that has rocked the country since the death of young Kurdish woman Mahsa Amini in the custody of the morality police. The warning by the head of the judiciary came after 9 nights of protest and street clashes and echoed earlier comments by ultra-conservative President Ibrahim Raisi. At least 41 people have died so far, mostly protesters, but including members of the Islamic Republic's security forces, according to an official toll, although human rights groups say the real figure is higher. Hundreds of demonstrators, reformist activists, and journalists have been arrested amid the mostly nighttime demonstrations that have spread to scores of cities since unrest first broke out after Amini's death on September 16th. Follow us on the VOA mobile app.